S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Nirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Now, Doc, we're going to, as with all of our podcasts, mate, our favourite ones are when we get questions or comments from our listeners. And we got a question from Jane during the week, and we figured, you know what? What better place to talk about it than on Money Hacks? So here's the quick email, the quick tweet it was. It says, "Hi, Scott and Doc. Thanks for answering my question last week." Well, welcome. You're welcome. "I was hoping you could answer another one for me. I know you're a big advocate for getting the best home loan interest rate. Hashtag get a better rate for those listening at home. And we've done reasonably well with HSBC with a variable rate of 2.74%, which is pretty good." She says, "which after several phone calls to the bank is below their advertised rate and comes without any account keeping fees." Mate, that is absolutely, that is pure poster child, poster girl, get a better rate stuff right there. Better than the advertised rate and no fees. Well done, Jane. She says, "given the cash rate is 0.25% and many of the banks are offering lower fixed rates than variable rate," she says HSBC offers a 2.25% fixed rate for 1 to 3 years, "what are your thoughts on fixing part or all of the loan? Is the cash rate in Australia likely to go negative into negative territory? And if it did, how low could variable rates potentially go? Love to hear your thoughts and thanks again for a fantastic show." That's from Jane. Mate, we love hearing from our female listeners. We love it even more when we hear from our female listeners. They ask such great questions. What do you reckon, mate? Would you fix part or all of a home loan? We can't tell Jane specifically what to do, but if you had a home loan right now, would you fix all or part of it? If you could get 2.74 variable and 2.25 fixed, what would you do?
We can't answer Jane's specific question, but I have a preference for sticking with a variable loan, largely because, over the past, decade, for example, basically the interest rates have gone down, right? So as the interest rates have gone down, variable rate means you get the benefit of that. It gets passed to you. If you're on a fixed rate, then it doesn't get passed to you. So it's in a way a view of where the interest rates are going to go, which is the question that she asked, which is very difficult to predict. But it's in my view, at least my opinion is that given the situation we have with the pandemic, given the situation we have with the economy, given all the uncertainties businesses are facing, given all the uncertainties the home, the property sector is facing, it is highly unlikely in my view that interest rates are going to go up, right? Now, does that mean it can't go up? It can. If we have some hyperinflation or something like that, maybe interest rate goes up. But it's unlikely. And therefore, I guess the question really is, if you can get a slightly better rate with fixed, maybe you can, and then you can, you can revisit in a couple of years' time. If you fix your rate, though, you don't get any benefit of offset accounts. That's the one thing to remember. So if you've got a variable interest loan and you've got an offset account, you get the benefit of the offset account, as I think you don't get the benefit of the offset account. But that's how I view it. So I have a preference for variable for that reason.
Very nice, mate. I'm glad you said that because I'm going to disagree with you slightly. Here's what I think. If you can save 0.5% on your loan from effectively today for the next 1, 2, or 3 years, even if by the end of the three-year period the rate is slightly lower than your fixed rate, you will have benefited from the saving between now and whenever those rates cross over, right? So if you had, let's say in 2 years' time, Australian cash rate is minus 0.25% and HSBC is offering 2.25 at that point variable, well, you've been paying that lower rate for the last couple of years already, and so you're already ahead. So yes, to some degree, you are betting rates will, less likely to go up, probably almost uncertain, certainly not going to go up anytime soon. But I would take the 0.5% gift in the hand personally right now. If I knew that over that 2 or 3 year period, A, it means I know for sure exactly how much I'm paying, it's not going to be a cent more. B, I think there's probably, again, you start saving from day one, so if you end up paying money by day 900 and something, you bank those savings in the meantime. So I think I would actually lean towards fixing part or all of the loan. As you say there, mate, absolutely think about the fees. That's super important. And whether you can apply an offset account against it, because if you can't, you may well cost yourself more in that loss of offset value. If you have a decent offset balance, then you're saving when it comes to the interest rate. That's it for this week's Money Hacks. We hope you've enjoyed it. We hope we've given you some different perspectives and some different insights to have a chew over. Jane, let us know how you go. We'll share it with the listeners. In the meantime, full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.